Welcome to episode 24. It is our Marshawn Lynch episode. Beast mode coming back to the Seahawks in time for the playoffs, hopefully. We got our big three and over-under episode, big three of NFL players we could take in a fight, and over-under of men's hygiene products. Let's rock and roll.
Get started with our big three. Mac, you want to explain what we're doing today?
Yeah, it is the big three of NFL players we could take in a fight. I had this idea watching fantasy, and I was like, you know what? I could be out there the same as him. Could probably beat his ass, too. So, basically, it has to be a different player from each position. You can't just do all kickers, for namesake. And we're just going to go around, and basically, whoever we could take in a fight, that's who we're going to pick.
Yep, so our random order is Sut, Mac, Jake. So Snake Draft Sut's going to kick us off with the number one overall pick.
Kick us off is exactly what I'll do, is I'll take my first kicker. I'll take not only a kicker, but the oldest player in the league, Adam Vinatieri.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's 46 years of age. Also with the fact that he's a kicker. Yeah, I could take him. Out of all NFL players, I think I could take him. I'm going to be quicker. He's going to have a nice kick.
Mm-hmm.
If that comes into play. But, no, I think I could go right at him.
All right.
So I'm going to take Vinatieri.
All right, my first pick, I'm going to go Tariq Cohen. Obviously, I got the height on him. He's got me on speed.
He's a bulldog.
Yeah. He is a bulldog, and he's elusive. But if I just got one grip on him and just started landing some punches on him, I think I could take him down.
No disrespect, but Tariq Cohen would tear you to shreds.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I could take him.
He's small, but
he's probably 180 pounds at least.
No, he is 175. I looked it up. He's got about
muscle.
He's got about 10 pounds on me.
I mean, he will run right over you.
You could actually try to punch him, and he would just pretend he had a football and just run. He would run over
you. This is an Oklahoma drill, people. This is, we're in a circle, we're lining up with our fists up, and I could take him. All right? Okay. I'm going to destroy Tariq Cohen.
Okay.
All right. I'll kick us off. I'm going to take another kicker here with Jake Elliott from the Eagles. One, he's a kicker, so his legs aren't going to do him much. I don't think he's going to be able to kick me in the ring. And then he's also 5'9", 160. So I'm 2-3 inches taller than him and about 10 pounds heavier. So
okay.
I think I beat him up there. And then my second overall pick is I can be a quarterback, Tom Brady. One, he can't move around. And he's also a little girl. You see the way he falls down when he's about to get sacked, the way he kisses his kids. A lot of little girl aspects to him there. So I think I'm going to be able to take Tom Brady in a fight. Plus, I mean, he's not that tall. He's 6'3"-ish, so.
Okay.
He's not towering over me. I think I can take
him in a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, his feet are blocky. He's not going to be able to move around, where I think I'm a little more agile than him.
Okay, I'm going to take the same approach here and go with the QBs and also go for the knees because he's got some height on me, but I'm going to go with Josh Dobbs. The man's an alien. I mean, all I got to do is shoot a ray gun at him, and he'll go down. He's got no hair, so that's a disadvantage right there. He's weak. He lost his starting job. He was okay in college at Tennessee, and then he's just gone now. So what motivates him to fight me? Nothing. He has no motivation behind him. I am fighting an NFL player. That's my motivation. I'm going to beat his ass. So
Josh has. On the swing back, I'm going to take Hunter Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the NFL players, he's just much more like me. He's white. He's not very athletic. He's obviously athletic enough to be a receiver in the NFL, but have you seen that picture, like, gearing up for the combine, and he's got that kind of, like, beer belly going on?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just the chest. Like, he has a dad bod. And so, regardless of what his dimensions are, I feel like I need to take Renfro. And then I could give him a fair fight. He'd probably still beat me, but I could hang in there for a little bit.
Okay.
And then my last one, I'm going to take currently the lightest player in the NFL. He's 5'9". Brandon Banks. Is that who you had? Okay.
I know him. He used to be on the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins wide receiver. That's who I got to take. Just because I know he's not throwing the weight. We're actually the same weight.
How heavy is he?
155.
Okay.
And he's only 5'9". So I actually... He probably has some wingspan on me. But you give and take with these NFL players. And so I'm going to take Renfro and Banks.
Uh-huh.
I like it. To finish it off, I will go with the kicker because, you know, you got to include one. So I'm going to go with the young Hoku from the Falcons. First off, he is a kicker. He is Asian, so he doesn't have the best fighting background, and he seems like a gentle.
No correlation. Yeah. He's gonna kung fu you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no correlation between being Asian and fighting. In fact, I think they're actually. He's gonna like go jujitsu on you and just absolutely maul you.
Well, I could take him. So, Young Hoku, I challenge you.
And plus, he's probably gonna like bring a football there and onside kick you to death because he's so good at it.
Alright, that's my pick.
Alright, I guess I'll round us out here. I'm going to take... I didn't really know who to take, so I looked up the smallest player in the NFL. He's 5'7", so I've got 5 inches on him. And then he's only 165, so I outweigh him by 10 pounds. Slot receiver for the Dolphins, Jakeem Grant. He's also injured right now, so if we're fighting right now, he is injured.
Oh, but, huge advantage.
Yeah, so he's... I just purely height here, I'm just looking to beat him down. That's my goal here, so yeah.
Anybody got any honorable mentions?
Not really, actually. Not really. I mean, I struggled to find 3, so...
Yeah, I found a really tiny other receiver. He's currently a free agent, Trendon Holiday. Okay. He's 5'5", 160.
Okay.
Well, I had Ryan Shazier, just because he can't move still. So
that's so mean. That's awful. Dude, I think he'd still beat you up.
All 3 of yours, one I don't think you have a shot against. Tariq Cohen, that's a terrible pick. That's the last guy.
Yeah.
That is, like, just because he's short, like, that is the last guy I would
want to... I guarantee you
he's the last guy you'd want to fight.
Not the really. Last, but out of all the short people... I guarantee you
he squats 500 plus and benches, like, probably 300 or 400.
Dude, that's
he's an animal.
He's so low to the ground. Like, he would just... He could, like, you could try to beat him up, and he could, like, only focus on your right leg, and he would kill you. Like, he'd be, like, only...
Let's find this out.
We'll shoot him a DM and see if we can get
tagged. We'll set it up.
We'll start tagging him. All
right. I thought about taking a lineman just purely because I can move faster than them, but then I figured they're too big.
They get one hand on you, you're done.
Well, yeah, they're too big, and also they probably are. Most of them are probably faster than me, just mm-hmm. because
they're professional NFL linemen.
And the NFL linemen are so, like, for as big as they are, they're also some of the most athletic with how well they move.
Yeah,
at their size, so yeah.
That is not a good idea. That's like that's trying to fight a polar bear just because they're big. But like a polar bear would kill you.
Uh-huh.
So,
I thought about also taking what's his name, Peyton Manning. Then I realized I forgot he's out of the league. But Peyton Manning neck doesn't really work. So if you could kind of run behind him, he wouldn't be able to turn around quick enough.
So the same thing as Ryan Shazier, but I'm looked at as a jerk here.
Yes, because he had like paralyzed.
He had like a paralyzed threatening injury. Peyton Manning just like had neck surgery.
Neck's pretty serious injury.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay, you want to move on to over-under?
Let's go ahead and do it. We've got male hygiene products, so we'll get kind of specific, but not super specific. Are we going to reverse the order for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, what do you want to start over-under?
Over-under, over.
Over.
Okay, I'll take my overrated is Axe Body Spray. I think it's generally considered like a bad product, but it's also one of the most common products.
Okay.
And it's just too strong, especially if you don't know how to use it right. So I think there's plenty of other colognes or body sprays that you can use. So Axe Body Spray is overrated.
All right, I'm going to go with Dove Men Body Wash. They come in like the green and the blue.
I use their shampoo. I don't use their body wash.
I feel like everywhere I see their body wash, and it's like so traditional. I just don't like the smell of it, and it's so like bland. So I don't like Dove Men Body Wash.
Okay. My over is going to be Dial Face Wash.
I use that.
Do you actually? What a crazy,
what an idiot.
Yeah, what a stupid kid. This is more of just, not a dig at face wash, but I think there's just other ways to keep your face clean, you know? Like, I mean, if you just drink a lot of water, wash your face with just water. Face wash in general is just an add-on, and Dial especially gets on my nerves.
Honestly, soap is just overrated in general.
Well, you should have picked that. All right, underrated, you got it.
Yeah, I'm going to take... I take aftershave in general, but the one I use is Harry's aftershave. It's just, there's nothing worse than shaving and then you're all itchy, so aftershave really cools it down a little bit, refreshes the face a little bit. It's a good product.
I'm gonna stick with the whole Harry's wave. My first razor was like a Gillette kind of thing. I always get cut, and then I bought Harry's just one day because it looked pretty dope, and Harry's razors are really nice. I have yet to cut myself, and they're smooth.
Yeah.
I have the navy blue handle.
I have the light blue one.
It looks clean, and mm-hmm. I love it. So, yeah, shout out to Harry's.
I could use a good shave right now.
Yeah. You want to go shave each other?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I think it speaks to being reliable, and it speaks to being consistent and maintaining a strong product. And so I am going to take Dove, but it's going to be 3-in-1. Oh, shampoo.
What an amateur.
Conditioner and body wash.
What color? Green or blue?
Green.
Okay.
I use a green shampoo. That smells good.
If I had to take one, I would take the green. I can't take the blue.
Because I think it's just, it's like, I don't know, it's like the Toyota Camry. It's just, it's always there. It's always steady. It's cheap. It's effective, and people will continue to come back to it.
I think we got to talk about, I think we have to go through all the products and talk about which ones we use.
I don't think we have to.
No, I think we should.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about my fantasy football championship?
No, that's no.
We've got our league recap coming up next weekend.
Uh-huh.
Or next week at some point. It'll be out for you guys. We'll talk about the league in general, how our seasons went.
Can we touch on our big three a little bit, though? Like, can we move that into other sports, potentially? Like, throw out some other ideas?
Just talk about, like, big three. That
like,
we would...
other athletes that you think you could take in a fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I could take.
You better not
say Patrick. I'm trying to think of his name, bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Someone talk. His name's right there.
Yeah, it's got to be a baseball player.
What sport?
No. Ricky Fowler. Okay. I could destroy Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick Reed.
He's big, though.
Yeah, but he's got a very punchable face.
We're not like, okay. I see that. Roy McIlroy.
No, he's big. I think Roy's pretty big.
Did you hear how much he benched?
How much?
When Big Cat interviewed him, or maybe it was Brooks, and Brooks is like, yeah, he benches like 130.
Roy's, I feel like he's pretty big.
Okay, maybe he's not the one that you could take in a fight, but he's one that you want to fight.
How about this? Athletes that you would be least willing to fight? Like, absolute other end in the spectrum. Best fighters in sports.
Just,
like you don't want to piss off, basically.
Yeah, Well, like, if they had you in a ring, like, who would absolutely kill you the most? I would go Patrick Beverley.
Patrick Beverley.
I think at a 6'4", long arm, strong, tenacious pit bull, he would absolutely, like, he would knock you up and then he'd, like, start eating you or something. Like.
Yeah, I mean, he's just scary in general.
Yeah, exactly. I would not want to be in a ring with Patrick Beverley.
Just to fact check, McIlroy benches. His max is 250, so still not up there, but it's not super weak.
It was close, yeah.
I mean, it's still pretty good.
It was
a lot different than 130, though.
Yeah.
It was an estimate. Way to go, Brooks.
I have a hard time believing a professional golfer can't bench the bar.
I mean, they don't really do much.
Another one I wouldn't want to see in a fight, Khalil Mack.
Just because pure size?
Yeah, pure size.
And Aaron Donald is up there.
Yeah.
What's the deal on the Steelers? Crazy lifter.
Oh, James Harrison?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm
trying to think.
NBA-wise, I mean, Russell Westbrook would beat me up. I'll admit it.
J.J. Watt.
Udonis Haslam.
Conor McGregor.
I admit that Conor McGregor would beat me in a fight. He probably would.
I think I made
Floyd.
It depends how much these guys want to kill you.
Floyd could kill a couple brain cells.
Like, Kawhi could kill you, but I don't even know if Kawhi would want to kill you.
Well, yeah, Kawhi's a weird mix. Like, is he too nice to even hurt me? Like, would I just beat him because he's too nice and too shy? Or would he just actually destroy me in silence?
Yeah. Or he might give you one punch and then just, like, stare at you blankly.
I think I could beat up Eli Manning, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not moving too well.
Daniel Jones has a pretty face. Pretty boy.
He's really? So tall. Like, you couldn't even reach a punch up on him.
That's the killer, is these wingspans. All these dudes are so athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers, DaBaby. I would not want to fight DaBaby.
Yeah. He's got some wingspan.
He's big.
Longitudinal.
He's packing some punch.
And latitudinal there. He's got three arms going.
Yeah. You would not want to fight
DaBaby. You can't block all three punches there.
A rapper I would want to fight would maybe be like Logic.
Drake. I feel like that could fight Drake.
Drake's got a big upper body, though.
Yeah, he does.
I just feel like he's not athletic at all. But he could also be very athletic.
I could beat Lil Uzi.
He's just small.
Yeah, you
could. He just kind of hop around. I can see his, like, legs, like, inverted just hopping around while you're trying to fight him.
Have you seen the video of Travis falling off the stage in auto-tune? It is so funny.
You see when Travis, like, tore his, like, knee up on stage? Yeah. And then he, like, limped around on one leg at a time. And after he goes, I hurt my knee when I fell that one time, guys. I got to go to the doctor.
He's a goat for finishing.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, and he finished it well, too.
Yeah. Oh, he performed
He's just an
so
all-time
well.
Performer.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the documentary on Netflix about him?
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen it, Mac?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller, but he could probably catch these hands.
No, I feel like he'd be scrappy.
He would be, because he's like an Eminem kind of like
yeah, he's big.
Raised.
Like, I wouldn't want to fight Eminem. He'd be terrifying to fight.
You know, celebrity-wise, Ice Cube. Actually, rapper-wise, Ice Cube. I would not want to fight Ice Cube. That is terrifying. No.
I could take Kevin Hart.
That's another, I don't know, he might have a little bit of bulldog in him.
No.
When I picture Kevin Hart, I picture me, like, holding him, like, and he's so small, like, growling at me, but trying to swing. Like, obviously it wouldn't happen, but, like, you know the image when, like, they're pulling his head, and he's, like, kind of swinging at you, but he can't do anything? That's what I picture with Kevin Hart.
Well, did you see him, like, throw a punch at LeBron last night?
Yeah, well, then AD fell on him, and LeBron had to go to steal some camera time and jump in there.
You know who I wouldn't want to fight?
Fight.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
that would be scary.
Big boy.
That would be scary.
Did you see what LeBron is doing with Zuri James?
Mm-mm.
He's like, quote unquote, introducing her to the world. Because you know how like she's been like less public than all of them?
Yeah.
But so she's starting like a YouTube channel and like detailing. She's like 7.
Yeah.
Or 5. And she's like detailing her life as like a preschooler and as a little kid. And I think it was inspired when LeBron saw all the money all these Fortnite people were getting, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to let you get into YouTube.
He, like, posts a picture of her. He's like, I want to welcome my 84-month-old daughter, Zuri, into the world. You're a blessing.
Yeah. No, but Zuri, she's, like she's finally going social. You know what I mean? Like, she's taking advantage of the platform. And there's, like, this minute-long trailer of, like, her talking and, like, explaining her life and how 2020 is going to be her year.
Speaking of trailer, Bieber's coming out with the tour album.
I will be there.
Yep, it should be good.
July 18th. He's dropping a song called Yummy on January 3rd. So Bieber's a little hungry.
Well, yum sauce.
It's kind of weird. Like, if you watch the trailer, there's part of it. Just,
yeah.
The word yummy, it's hard to take seriously in a song.
I know. In like a hook context, like, it just doesn't.
Well, the song itself was pretty good from what I heard.
All of the songs, it sounds like Journals and Purpose like mix. Like it's really like a like an up tempo, beaty kind of deal we got going on.
Yeah, should be good.
Any other? What's going on tonight? We have the Travis album.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Cactus Boys, right? Jack Boys.
Jack Boys. Label album, so it's not just him.
Yeah, but, I mean, he'll get good features. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well.
Should be good. Well, I guess, I don't know why we talked about music for a few minutes there, but the segment episodes will tend to be just more talking.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Keep it a little more fun, so, yeah.
Love you guys.
That Culver's run really hyped me up for this episode, so that was good.
Alright.
That's a wrap to episode number 24, right?
Uh-huh.
The Beast Mode episode.
Beast Mode. Back for the playoffs.
That's going to be exciting to see.
I hope he's good, too.
He's playing on Sunday versus the Niners.
Well, they're Chris Carson and whatever the other one is, Rashad Penny, are both out. So, they're low running backs there.
Should be interesting.
We'll come back next week with our NFL playoff preview episode and our fantasy recap.
Uh-huh.
Deuces.
Peace.
We out.